the 9th of June, a.k.a. Dead Wednesday. 6:57 a.m.
No way.
This is Worm's first groggy thought, even before he opens his eyes. He actually whispers it to his pillow.
No way.
Because the feeling he wakes up with, the same one he went to bed with, makes no sense. He wants to go to school.
Wants to.
But now, eyes open, head clearing, he realizes it's true. For the first time in his life, he does want to go to school. He deliciously reviews the reasons. 1. It's a half day.
Ha!
If. 2. If you're an eighth grader. Then you get to motorize on out of there at the end of fourth period. That's 11:43 if you're keeping score. And OMG, does it get any better? Even though he'll be there, it'll be like he's not there. Think it again, Worm. Like he's not there. Why? Because of this dumb, gorgeous thing called Dead Wednesday. He's been hearing it since his elementary days. If you're an eighth grader, you get to be invisible. In the past 2 years, he's witnessed it. No teacher will ask you a question. Nobody will hassle you. You can goof off all you want, and nobody will care. Worm has witnessed frisbees and moose calls flying in the hallways. Eddie himself has said many times, you can stand on the teacher's desk and blow a rocket blast off fart, and you won't get sent to discipline. Worm doesn't doubt Eddie, but neither does he care much about the license to goof off. To begin with, he's not a goof-offer. Plus, he likes the part about being invisible. For Worm is well-named. He prefers to be out of sight, underground, watching, listening, a spectator. He walked the world unseen. That would be Worm's perfect epitaph. He mouths a silent thank you to the rappers. 3. Every minute spent in school brings the end of it closer. 7 days and a wake-up. And then comes the only thing that makes the 9.5 months of school endurable. The ocean, the prairie, the vast Siberia of schoolless time known as summer vacation. So, yeah, today, he wants to go to school. Oh, and how could he forget? 4. The fight. Jeep Waterstone and Snake Davis are going to fight at 12:30 at the Old Cannon in Veterans Park. They've hated each other since first grade, and they're finally going to settle it. So Worm has awakened to a day like no other, a day of 4 beautiful things. He stretches in bed, reviews the beautiful things in his mind. Every Thanksgiving, when 2 grandmas and a grandpa show up, Worm's father stands over the turkey and smothers everybody in a stupid grin and shakes his head as if he can't believe it, and says, "We are truly blessed." Until that moment passes, Worm is always a tight knot of cringe. But now, for the first time, he gets it. He is blessed.